For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop Story for the Drug Truth Network. We've got a Texas sheriff, a California border patrolman, and three Arizona soldiers going to prison on drug-related corruption charges this week. But our story of the week comes from Chicago, where federal agents arrested a Chicago police officer on charges he conspired to sell 50 pounds of pot. Near North District, police officer Joseph Pecora, age 27, had scored the weed from a suburban dealer in April, but that man's supplier later turned informant, put on a wire, and recorded incriminating conversations with Pecora. With the weed long gone, he could only be charged with conspiracy, not possession, and he was. He's been relieved of his police powers, but walked out of jail Monday morning on a $150,000 recognizance bond. If you want to check out details on the rest of this week's Corrupt Cop stories, go online to www.stopthedrugwar.org.
The drug czar sees light at the end of the tunnel, but it's the headlight of an oncoming train. On December 7th, the San Francisco Chronicle reported a press leak from the government office about an upcoming report on the Colombian drug war. According to the Chronicle, the report was skeptical of the statistics the government relied on for its upbeat assessments, calling its information on cocaine production and use problematic. The GAO took the Drug Control Office to task for failing to improve its illicit drug data collection and analysis procedures in light of previous recommendations. It reportedly criticizes the Drug Czar's office for its recent news release on cocaine prices and purity, as well as ONDCP's assessment of the amount of cocaine entering the U.S. Importantly, the GAO reportedly notes that while the number of U.S. cocaine users is supposedly holding steady at 2 million, other sources estimate the number of chronic and occasional cocaine users may be as high as 6 million. Those higher, more realistic estimates are important to keep in mind when considering the impact of inevitable drug legalization. Currently, when people are surveyed about illegal drug use, many of us lie. The worse the stigma attached to the drug, the more likely people are to lie about it. When the added stigma of criminal prohibition is finally lifted, use estimates will move closer to reality. The truth in those numbers will be shocking. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Corruption. It's everywhere in government. Corruption of the mind. An unwillingness to look at obvious and glaring facts. A vested, permanent, ongoing relationship with corporate providers who maintain their pocketbooks and who support their morals and rationale for reciprocating financial reasons. Land of the free, home of the brave, God, I hope so. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.